Hey, what up? It's 1615 Media Group, and I am your host, Ronnie Ranson, and today we have a message called Black Sheep. You know, this past Saturday, just a couple days ago, I was able to host an event. It was an R&B event with a fella named Mr. Rowe. He's a good friend of mine. He does R&B music, and you know, he has a voice that God blessed him with, and he's an awesome singer, awesome performer. And he asked me to assist him in doing this this event, the Black Sheep Tour. And at first I was skeptical because it's been a while since I've stepped into that realm, but the location was a safe place. It was an opportunity for me to go out and spread God's word, and so I did that. And I was able to negotiate the show to a certain cleanliness that made me comfortable. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're walking in your faith, you have to be careful of the things that you say yes to. So I was able to organize the show the way that I saw fit. He was okay with it. He actually participated and supported fully what I wanted to do. But it was a blessing that I ended up becoming a part of that, because Black Sheep gave me a word, just the term alone. You know, Black Sheep was once a thing where maybe you're a family member who was disregarded because you were doing bad things, you see. But nowadays, you know, you're disregarded because you're doing good things, because the world is starting to turn, and what was once bad is now good, and what was once good is now bad. You know, it's bad for you to love Jesus Christ publicly. It's bad for you to pray in public because you're offending somebody. It's bad for you to fellowship with one another. You know, you look down upon because you're not being open-minded, but it's bad. It's bad for you, and you get shunned away. You get shunned away. So I thought of a message, and it comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14 through 21. And here, you know, Paul is conveying to friends to flee from idolatry. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we worship things that are not necessary, and we think that we're worshiping God, but we're worshiping idols. You know, the Bible says that we're not supposed to have demons and God at the same table. He says, what am I saying? This is coming from verse 19. Or excuse me, let's go back to 18 and we'll read through. It says, consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar? 19 says, what am I saying then? That food sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I say that what they sacrifice to demons and not to God. I know what I want you to be participants, and it's not with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and cup of demons. You cannot share in the Lord's table and the table of demons. Or are we provoking the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Basically, it's saying you cannot serve two masters. You can't have a table full of demons and profess that you're doing it for God. You see, a lot of people, let me tell you what happens. A lot of people in their walk, and this happens a lot with new Christians, they get told things like, well, Jesus sat with the sinners. He absolutely did sit with the sinners. But one thing that Jesus didn't do is participate and what the sinners were doing. He led them out. He didn't let them lead him in. See, sometimes what you're going through doesn't need to go through you, godly. The things that you're going through don't need to go through you. It doesn't matter what the storm looks like. You have to be careful who you bow down to. It doesn't matter what the storm looks like. You have to be careful who you give praise to. See, we live in a generation now where praying in public makes you bad. So you begin to lean on worldly masters, people that have position of power. Maybe you're giving your boss more praise than you are your God, and that's why you're not getting the promotion. So maybe you're giving your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend more praise than you're giving your God, and so that's why your relationship is not successful. Maybe, just maybe, you know, you enjoy the pleasure of being able to buy things to make you feel better, and you're not really taking that time to pray and get to know God. And that's why after you buy yourself something, you really still feel void because that was only a temporary high. Maybe you did get a promotion and that's exactly what you needed, and you forget to stop or you forget to continue praising God. And so that's why you reach a plateau in your career. Idols. You know, quit worshiping false idols. You have to learn that in most instances, you're going to be a black sheep. When you keep God first, you're going to be a black sheep. You know, I still deal with people all the time that they just can't wait to say, "I told you so." But instead of watching the person that I'm discussing, which is God, they want to watch me and see how many times I fall. I'm going to fall again. I'm going to continue to fall. So quit watching what I do and watch the person that I'm talking about. And you may find that he can do the same thing for you that he's doing for me. You know, people hate it when they know you. People hate it when they know you, but they see change breakthrough. It's very seldom that you have a friend that says, "Wow, continue the good work." What happens is, it's typically that your friends that you came up with, they're the ones that say, "Nah, that ain't really him. He's faking the funk." Well, y'all keep watching me and you're going to keep seeing me grow. Y'all keep watching me water my seed and you're going to keep seeing me flourish from the ground. Because sometimes, like Tupac said, roses grow from concrete. Y'all can keep on watching me, but you need to be watching the person that I'm talking about. And he's going to shine on me and cause me to grow, and he can do the same for you. But they shun you away. They shun you away instead of becoming part of what you're trying to teach them. They shun you away. You become a black sheep. You become a black sheep when you don't want to go to the club no more with your friends. You become a black sheep when you don't want to take multiple shots with your friends. Maybe you're in the process of trying to stop drinking, but you still have a few here and there. But once you have one or two and you're done, your friends call you a weenie and they want you to keep having a third, a fourth, a fifth. But they don't know what God is doing to you. See, in order to progress, it takes process. You can't just stop sinning overnight. It takes mind power and prayer. Little by little, you're going to find yourself becoming a better person. You're going to find yourself in a lonely place. But guess what the Bible says? The Bible says that God will leave the 99 for the one. So when you become that black sheep, just know that Christ is on his way. You see what I'm saying? Before proclamation, there's isolation. You have to know what God is about to do for you. And I know what he's done for me as a black sheep. And sometimes I'm so thankful that even when I didn't have the courage to walk out from the other sheep, I was kicked out. I thank God for each and every person who kicked me out. I thank God for each and every person who disregarded me when I didn't see on the same page that they saw, when they didn't agree with me, when we couldn't stand in agreement. I thank God I was disregarded, because through my isolation, I understand what God is about to do. And if anybody out there feels like a black sheep, you're not a bad person. There are such things as black sheep who do bad things. But y'all know what I'm talking about. If you're the one that's trying to strive for excellence, and you're trying to stay in your word, and you're trying to grow daily, maybe you're not keeping up with the Joneses. Maybe you're trying to save your money for investments instead of buy Gucci belts, and your friends don't think you got the swag to be around them no more. Maybe, just maybe, you're more focused right now on becoming a better dad instead of making money at your job, and your wife doesn't appreciate you anymore. Maybe she's starting to see you and she's starting to shun you away. Maybe you feel like a black sheep at home because you have new visions and new goals. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for each and every person who feels the spirit of loneliness, who feels the spirit of depression because they don't feel accepted anymore. I'm praying for each and every person that knows what they want and knows what God wants for them, but the people around them don't have the same vision as God. So they're brushing you away. Don't feel bad about it. There's beauty in a black sheep. I love y'all so much. If God ain't in it, you ain't winning.